In its May report, the Department of Agriculture slightly increased its estimate for U.S. cotton production for the 2019 crop year. The export forecast is unchanged, but expected consumption is 200,000 bales lower and ending stocks 400,000 bales higher. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report.
Consumption of 2.7 million bales is a very optimistic number given the shutdown of U.S. mills and consumption levels prior to the COVID-19 outbreak. U.S. consumption for 2019 could be as low as 2.2 million bales. U.S. exports were unchanged at 15 million bales, resulting in higher ending stocks for the 19 crop year. U.S. export sales to China have been very strong in the last few weeks, and as of April 30th, 11 million bales have been shipped. To reach 15 million bales, shipments need to average about 330,000 bales per week through the end of the marketing year, which is attainable.
For the 2019 world balance sheet, USDA reduced world consumption to 105 million bales, down 5.6 million from the April forecast.
This would be the largest annual decline in world consumption since the 19th century. World production was increased by 1 million bales for the 19 crop year. World ending stocks are projected to be almost 17 million bales higher than last year.
Looking ahead to the current crop year,
USDA released the first estimates for the 20 crop year. U.S. production is estimated to be 19.5 billion bales based on 13.7 million planted acres as indicated in the NAS March Prospective Plantings Report. Now, given the drop in prices in the last few months, acreage will likely not reach 13.7 million and could be closer to 12 million acres, which would result in lower production. USDA projects a recovery in mill use and exports for 2020. USDA estimates a 200,000 bale increase in U.S. mill use to 2.9 million bales for the 20 crop year. However, starting from a lower estimate, the 2019 mill use of somewhere around 2.2 to 2.3 million bales, U.S. mill use could reach 2.4 to 2.5 million bales for 2020.
Exports are projected to recover slightly in 2020 to 16 million bales.
Based on the USDA estimates, U.S. ending stocks are expected to increase to 7.7 million bales for the 20 crop year. Of course, this could change a bit with lower production and consumption for 2020.
And finally, a look at the department's estimates for global cotton production in 2020.
World production is expected to decline by 3.7 million bales in 2020, while consumption is expected to increase by 11.5 million bales to 116 million. USDA's estimate for recovery in world consumption from 2019 to 2020 is very strong, and it may take a longer period of time to get to this level of recovery in mill use. In the USDA balance sheet, 2020 world ending stocks are projected to increase by 2.3 million bales. Again, lower consumption for 2020 would result in a larger increase in ending stocks for 2020. Higher U.S. and world stocks will continue to put pressure on prices. USDA projects a 2020 average farm price of 57 cents per pound. However, a slower recovery in world mill use and higher than expected stocks could result in a lower price for the 20 crop year.